my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 160 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast, and an anniversary of sorts. It was 3 years ago this week that the very first episode of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast, dropped, and I want to thank Greg Mahochko. He is the co-founder of the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, and he invited me, it was just over 3 years ago, to join the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network and bring a wrestling show. There was one that was already here. However, they were looking to make some changes with that, and I was offered the spot, and I appreciate it. 3 years later, I am proud to say that each and every week we have had a new show drop here on Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network with under the My 1-2-3 Cents banner. So it has been a lot of fun. I have had a lot of guests, a lot of great names in the world of professional wrestling, WWE legends, Hall of Famers, and a lot of independent talent, a lot of great independent talent. And that has kind of been the evolution of this podcast. And I am actually, you know, I say this not a lot, but I do have some ideas, and I want to kind of change the direction, I think, of the podcast. So if you have any ideas or suggestions of what you'd like to see or hear, I guess here, because you're really not seeing anything on here, please let me know, because I want to make this, you know, the other big part of the success of this show is the people who listen to it and share it and weigh in and leave comments and make suggestions. So for that, too, I am eternally grateful for your support. Greg Mahochko, of course, as I mentioned, the co-founder of this Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Please like the Facebook page, follow on Twitter as well. We post things throughout the week, different pop culture, because, you know, Greg does the Nerds United podcast, where he and Chad actually have a debate over the 80s versus the 90s. I have not listened to that yet, but it is on my list of things to listen to this week. It's been kind of a crazy couple of weeks, and I'll get into that in just a moment, too. First, I'm going to get some plugs out of the way. And Greg's show, of course, Nerds United, and also the Five Heart podcast, which is all about Nebraska Cornhusker athletics. Chad has Positive Cynicism here, and of course, my 1-2-3 cents. I appreciate it very much. We've picked up some new friends and some new listeners along the way as well. The folks over at Podzilla 1985 in Cape Girardeau, they have been very supportive and of not just my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast, but also of Stride Pro Wrestling. And that is going to be the topic for today, Stride Pro Wrestling. So I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes, too. I mentioned some other friends along the way that have become friends of the show. Tom and Jim's top five. Tom, I apologize. I love those guys. I love their show. And Chad and I actually kind of stole the idea of doing our 6 cents. About every month or so, we do that. And on January 1st, by the way, the Cinti Awards. Chad and I go through the year in professional wrestling and name the winners of the Cinti Awards. So that show will drop on January 1st. And also in January, since it is the 25-year anniversary of Raw, 6 cents that month will be our favorite moments from Raw over the last 25 years. That's going to be a hard one to kind of narrow down, because there have been a lot of great memories and a lot of great moments from Monday Night Raw. But we will sit down over Christmas break probably and go over that. Also, not only does I mention Tom and Jim's top five, Tom and his brother Jason have a podcast called the Skullbuster Wrestlecast, and they are doing some great things over there. They pick different topics and kind of expand on those, and I kind of like the format that they do. This format on My 123 Cents typically is a little bit of talk and then an interview. I'm looking, like I said, for different ways to kind of change things up a little bit, so I'll get more into that probably sometime into 2018. I have some ideas for other things and whatnot, so please, again, if you have any suggestions or want to share your 3 cents, be sure to let me know either on the Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. You know, My 123 Cents is all over those platforms as well. I am open to ideas and discussions. And I mentioned being busy these last couple of weeks. A couple weeks ago, the episode dropped where my buddy Tom Harness and I are doing the Ugly Christmas Suit fundraiser. And we are well into it and trying to raise some money for Children's Home and Aid here in Southern Illinois. We've had some great donations so far, but we are still a long way off from our goal of $7,500. This Wednesday night on December 13th, if you live in Southern Illinois, please head on out to S&B Burger Joint in Carbondale. They are going to be donating 20% of the proceeds between 5 and 8 p.m. Tom and I will be out there all evening taking pictures, doing social media shout-outs, because not only are we trying to raise money and awareness for Children's Home and Aid, but we want to, you know, give you your due and a shout-out to promote your brand, to promote your business, whatever it is, a fundraiser that you may be having coming up, whatever it is, we're going to promote it for you. We have more than 10,000 followers between the two of us on the usual social media platforms, and we've been sharing pictures and doing some funny stuff. So check it out, uglychristmassuitguy.com, or you can contact me directly and we'll hook you up and we'll make a... And if you don't live in Southern Illinois and you can't make it to S&B Burger Joint, you can still make a donation. Send me a picture, because I've had a lot of out-of-towners who have sent me pictures after making a donation, and we are able to do some editing and put the Ugly Christmas Suit Guys in there with your pose. So please, again, uglychristmassuitguy.com. Anyone who donates $25 or more will be entered into a drawing to win a Stone Cold Steve Austin and a Rock Christmas ornament by WWE. It's two ornaments. Every $25 you donate gets you a chance to win that prize. So enough about that. Now let's talk a little bit more about Stride Pro Wrestling. Of course, Saturday night over the weekend was Buried Alive. And if you go and read the My 123 Cents blog from Sunday, it's called Rest in Peace, Red Daniels. And spoiler alert, Red Daniels lost the Buried Alive match to Chris Hargis. It was one of the hardest fought contests I have seen in my time here in Stride Pro Wrestling. Those two guys put everything on the line. Kudos to both of them. I know there was a lot of preparation going into this match by both Red Daniels and Chris Hargis. You can hear them on last week's podcast kind of talking about how they were gearing up for this. This match meant a lot to a lot of people in Stride Pro Wrestling, and there was a lot of work and a lot of dedication. Some unsung heroes that don't want to be mentioned, but kudos, and I know they know who they are. I know they are listening right now. And I have talked individually, but I also want to give some public praise. And I know I can't say names because they don't want the spotlight put onto them. But it was just a hell of a match. It was great. The crowd was hot. There were over 320 people in attendance. One of the biggest shows Stride has done in terms of gate and attendance. And the fans were just loving every minute of it. They just put their bodies on the line. Chris went through a table. Red went through a table. Red went through they both kind of went through a stack of chairs with a spear. So they really did an amazing job. And I appreciate what they have done. And as far as I know, as far as we know, the very first independent wrestling Buried Alive match. Of course, WWE has done five of them. As far as I know, and as far as I'm concerned, this was the only one that's been done on the indie scene, at least in the Southern Illinois, Southeast Missouri, Western Kentucky region here. I've searched the internet. I've not been able to find anyone else. But if you know of a Buried Alive match that has happened on the independent scene, by all means, please let me know. Now, the show opened, and that was obviously the main event. The show opened with an interview for our show this upcoming Saturday night on December 16th, an interview with the athletic director at Woodlawn Grade School. And he is promoting the match, or promoting the evening of matches, because we're doing a fundraiser at Woodlawn Grade School. So be sure, if you are in the area, please head on up to Woodlawn Grade School from the Marion area, where Stride is based. It's about an hour drive. It's about an hour north. Looking forward to some great wrestling action. And I'll talk more about that. I'll pepper that in throughout the results from Buried Alive. But during the course of that interview that I was doing with Kerry Peterson, who is the athletic director, well, we were interrupted by Jay Wellington Beauregard. He decided to maybe trash talk Mr. Peterson a little bit, but he also started a new segment called Striking Your Fancy, which you can watch on the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page. But he invited his former protege, Axe Allward, out, and the two had a pretty heated discussion as well, and things didn't look like they were going to end too well for Mr. Beauregard, as Axe finally had enough of the insults and pretty much roughed up Jay Wells until members of the DR party kind of jumped out and jumped Axe from behind, which then prompted the match of Aaron Edwards versus Axe Allward. And Axe made a pretty quick work of him, destroying him relatively quickly. And Jerry Travelstead, of course, T-Dog, who has had trouble with the DR party in the past, made the save. And it has been announced that at that Woodlawn fundraiser on Saturday night, it's going to be Axe Allward and Jerry Travelstead, an unlikely duo, but they have a common enemy in the DR party. They're going to actually get a shot at the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championship. Scott Phoenix, by the way, is out injured with a hand injury. Claims he hurt himself working out and then re-aggravated the injury in a shampooing incident. So we know that Phoenix has the long, luscious, luxurious hair, probably the best hair in all of Stride Pro Wrestling, or at least he thinks so. But that match that was supposed to be Axe versus Scott has been put on the back burner, at least for now, until he is back from that injury. The next match featured Aaron Brooks with his tag team partner, Joey O'Reilly. He was facing off against J.D. Wilk, and this match was really good. It was an interesting dynamic because it was two good guys going at it, or so we thought, as it is looking as if J.D. Wilk is frustrated, and he ended up losing and kind of took it out on Joey O'Reilly. I think there was a little bit of miscommunications or whatnot outside the ring. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but there's definitely some tension there, and we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But anyway, JD ends up losing that match to Aaron Brooks. Frank Wyatt is back, and this man, well over 350 pounds, and is just a roughhouse, came out with a whip and actually kind of scared me a little bit during the ring introductions. He took short business of Shane Lauder, who is still an upcoming student through the Stride Pro Wrestling School. If you want to learn more about the Stride School, again, inquire on the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page. But Frank Wyatt made easy work out of that match and got a pretty big and pretty quick victory on Saturday night. A contract signing was held inside the ring, and this was not one of your typical contract signings where there's a table set up and someone goes through it. Didn't happen this way. It was Jay Spade signing the contract to face Roger Mathis for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, which is going to happen again this Saturday night. It is the main event. It is a last man standing match. Roger, though, came out to the ring hobbling on crutches, and talked about his knee being kind of messed up from the last time he and Spade wrestled. But it was all a ruse. As soon as Jay turned his back, he got waffled with a crutch, then jammed it into his throat, Roger did, and Jay was out and demanded a 10 count. As the count went on, Jay popped up at 8, picked up that crutch, and went after Roger with it, or a chair, and it has set the stage for, Jay Spade, obviously about half the size in terms of weight of Roger Mathis, but his heart is probably three times bigger than Roger Mathis, and that's kind of the story being told here. It is the big-hearted good guy versus the cold, callous, bad guy champion who is just, overlooking this challenge. And, you know, last man standing, anything can happen. It's going to be an interesting fight, to say the very least. Again, that is happening this Saturday night in Woodlawn. Brian Richards from the DR Party put his beard on the line against Jose Magnifico, who was putting his mask on the line. And Magnifico has been kind of at odds with the DR Party since the DR Party debuted 1 year ago in December in Stride Pro Wrestling. So this kind of came to a head. And actually, Magnifico beat Richards not once, but twice during the course of that night. And Richards lost part of his beard, but ended up, you know, the way Magnifico shaved it, Richards had no choice but to go home and continue and finish the job there. So, and Brian Richards was very proud of that beard, has been growing it for quite some time. So he now is beardless, as he will be in that tag team championship match this Saturday night in Woodlawn, because it's the Freebird rules, or the New Day rules now for more modern fans. Any member of the DR Party is a guest, I guess, kind of designated as a co-holder of the tag team championships. Tony Flood defended the Legacy title against Joey O'Reilly, and this is where our friend JD Wilk got involved once again, and he ended up showing up and ended up actually costing Joey O'Reilly the championship, and is very frustrated, is JD Wilk, and now it has been a challenge has been made. It's going to be Aaron Brooks and Joey O'Reilly against JD Wilk and a mystery partner coming up in Woodlawn. So I'm curious to see who JD ends up picking to be his tag team partner in this not championship match, but this tag team match, which I would imagine two great tag team matches going on Saturday night up in Woodlawn. Actually, yeah, I would imagine maybe perhaps winners or people involved in these matches may be considered for future championship opportunities for sure. Heath Hatton seeking revenge against Dexter Roswell, who cost him the Legacy title a couple of months ago. Hatton went into the ring and was a ball of fire, very aggressive. Dexter Roswell, though, looked great and had some great moves against Hatton. At one point, I thought was going to pick up the win, hit him with his finisher, covered him, but Hatton was able to kick out. But then things got very interesting. The 350-plus pound Frank Wyatt reemerged and attacked Hatton, who has obviously been paid off by Dexter Roswell and or Jay Wellington Beauregard. My guess is Wellington Beauregard, because those two had a relationship at one point when Frank Wyatt was here originally in Stride as a part of Damage Inc. But anyway, Hatton ended up getting waylaid and creamed and knocked out by the big man, but won the match via disqualification. And now it is going to be set Frank Wyatt versus Heath Hatton for Saturday night in Woodlawn as well. So another great match coming up. And Hatton is, this is going to be the first time in quite some time that he's going to be in there against someone who's actually bigger than him. But I can tell you, Hatton is very hungry still, having won the Legacy Championship and having been the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion for the first part of 2017. I'm sure in 2018 he is going to look to get back into some sort of contention for a championship right here in Stride Pro Wrestling. I talked about the main event. I can't say enough about it. Red Daniels and Chris Hargis. My hat goes off to both of them. I don't necessarily agree with everything that Red does in the ring, but I can tell you, you know, rest in peace. He did a great job getting ready for this match and getting in there in the ring. Again, there were some amazing spots. The chairs, multiple chairs that they went through with the spear. Both men went through tables. There was, of course, the probably one of my favorite parts of the match. Hargis had knocked Red into the hole and was starting to cover him in dirt, and then all of a sudden you see Red's arms shoot up and grab a hold of Hargis's legs. He wasn't ready yet. He was not ready to go down, but Hargis had that shovel in hand, and he just took the end of it and waylaid Red Daniels with it, knocked him out, and then covered him in the rest of the dirt, Referee Lane Austin calling for the bell, and it was over just like that. Chris Hargish, your new, or I say your new, buried alive champion. Now, there's no such thing, but the winner of the very first Stride Pro Wrestling buried alive match. And another first, again, happening this Saturday night. It is the very first last man standing match in Stride Pro Wrestling. Now, I know these have been done before in independent wrestling. This is the first time Stride has done it. Again, it is happening Saturday night, December 16th, Woodlawn Grade School, of course, located in Woodlawn, Illinois. I think I've got all my plugs in. I think I've mentioned everybody that I wanted to mention. Again, the Ugly Christmas Suit, uglychristmassuitguy.com is the place to go and donate. $25 or more will get you entered in for one of those, or both of those, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Rock Christmas ornaments. You'll be entered into a drawing. And also, I want to say thanks again. My123cents.com, I started that blog just over 7 years ago. And last weekend, we hit a million page views, and I am super appreciative of that. I don't try to get hung up in numbers because a lot of times it doesn't mean anything. This means a lot to me, though, the million mark, and I am going to give someone is going to win a thanks a million package from my 123 cents. So I'm still putting all that together, and we'll have all the details on the My 123 Cents Facebook page. So I encourage you to go check out and like My 123 Cents, the Facebook page. Follow on Twitter and Instagram as well. I try to post different content on each of those pages and kind of get the word out about independent wrestling, Stride Pro Wrestling specifically. But I have friends at Cape Championship Wrestling, SICW, and also IWA in the Fairfield area. So always trying to get the word out about independent wrestling, of course. Lots of stuff going on in WWE right now as well. I have not been keeping up with Raw and SmackDown. I've been kind of following the results on social media, so I don't have a whole lot of thoughts right now on that. Once I get through the Ugly Christmas Suit stuff, once I get through this next Stride Pro Wrestling show, I'm going to go back and kind of watch and recap and catch up on those things. But again, everyone, thank you so much for the support. Have a great week. And we'll talk again. We'll drop another show next Monday. Thanks for listening to My 123 Cents, the podcast.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.